Well, I've been saying for more than a year on this show that the deep state will not allow President Trump to become president. I know many of you get angry with me when I say that, but look at the two different assassination attempts now. I mean, come on, right? So they will also, by the way, not allow RFK Jr. to become president of the United States. Not going to happen. Well, over the past few hours, something very strange started happening. As journalist Colin Rugg pointed out on political betting site Polymarket, these are really interesting to pay attention to because a lot of people are going to make a lot of money depending on who becomes president of the United States. A lot of people betting a lot of money. So now on Polymarket, suddenly Kamala Harris is crushing it to become the next president of the United States. A lot of people are betting a lot of money that she will, in fact, become president of the United States. Vegas betting odds 54% to 45%, which is odd because new polling out today, even in independent polls and independent swing states, show that President Trump is winning. And a new Fox News poll out also shows that President Trump unchanged from about a month ago, 1 point up on Biden-Harris. And that has not changed despite all of the media attention of Kamala Harris. So why is that betting website and why are Vegas odds bettors really now picking Kamala Harris? Like, you got to ask yourself a question. Could it have anything to do with this? Which is that multiple high-level sources have stated that New York City Department of Corrections is making arrangements for Donald J. Trump's arrival at Rikers Island in September, according to Tony Saruggia. Now, he's not the only one. Of course, Rikers Island New York City officials have confirmed this as well, but this is Rikers Island here. So take a look. This is where Trump would go, according to these sources. Among 6,300 inmates, and there's all sorts of problems with Rikers Island. I mean, Mayor Eric Adams, of course, has been trying to keep Rikers Island from getting under federal control. The feds have, like, basically said, hey, we want to take control of this facility because it's out of hand. It's too crazy. So they're actively trying to work to make sure that it doesn't go into federal hands right now. A disaster. And they're trying to take over Rikers Island. So Tony Saruggia said President Trump. So that was August 1st when Tony first posted that. OK. And I've been watching this to see what other sources are now confirming this. Other individuals coming forward to say, yes, this is true. And then he doubled down on it last night, saying President Trump will 100% be sentenced to prison on September 18th. I'm told the sentence will be 1 year, but we'll see. The Marxist judge could change the sentencing at the last minute, but he is definitely sentencing President Trump to at least 1 year. Rikers Island already has special accommodations ready. This is 2 months before the election.
Now, the Trump team did again ask Judge Marchand to recuse himself just this week because of his conflicts, but it's up to him. It's up to the person they say has a conflict to recuse himself, and he refused for a third time.
For a third time.
Yeah. No, thank you, he says. I'm staying on this case. I like it here.
Like, it's okay that my daughter actively worked for the...
For Kamala Harris.
For Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make this stuff up. No, I won't recuse myself.
Right.
Okay. So now we have additional confirmation on this from Alex Jones. Alex Jones now saying this, the deep state knows no shame and they are desperate. Our sources confirm that a section of Rikers Island has been prepared for President Trump. Then he even went further to say that he would be imprisoned today, confirming that he would be imprisoned on September 18th, did Alex Jones. Okay, again, I don't have any independent confirmation of this. And the sources that I've been speaking to don't have any confirmation on this either. So Alex Jones, Tony Saruggia, and a new report from Shore News Network also saying Rikers Island reportedly preparing prison cell for former U.S. President Donald Trump. Andrew McCarthy, who is got a solid background as a former U.S. attorney, and he now works for Fox News as a columnist, says he will be sentenced, but he will not likely go to prison. So now Andrew McCarthy saying he won't go to prison, but Alex Jones, Tony Saruggia, and others saying that he will be imprisoned for at least 1 year. It's unbelievable to say that out loud, isn't it? Think about what's going to happen.
Well, no. Look at Pakistan. Imran Khan is imprisoned, and he, you know, is a popular candidate, and his party did win elections. So, I mean, I don't know why we think we're better than Pakistan. If it can happen there, it can happen here.
So, Mick, I like this tweet. The deep state right now is playing all the angles, mate. They're throwing RFK Jr. to the wolves. They're preparing the jail cells for Trump. They'll no doubt try to take him out again. These people don't play by the rules. America is at a turning point like never before. You know, I see some people in the chat saying, you know, this is going to be civil war. And perhaps, but think about what violence took place after they tried to assassinate President Trump. Can you think of any? Can you think of any violence that came out of him being convicted? I mean, you know, people throw around the term civil war, and I've certainly thought, I've had those thoughts as well, and I'm saying to myself, who's going to rise up? You saw a trucker convoy in Canada, right? What? There's nothing in the United States. Like, everyone's been compliant.
Yeah.
These people are just rolling over Americans right now, and they're just being compliant. They're being sheep. Are you going to see, like, conservative men by the hundreds of thousands marching on Washington? Are you going to see hundreds of thousands of people saying enough is enough, you've imprisoned President Trump, and they're going to take to the streets?
Well, we certainly won't see anything out of the Republican Party because they're jellyfish.
No, I mean, look, you have Speaker Johnson literally decided after an assassination on a president to calls a 3-week vacation. We still are getting answers, trying to get questions answers to questions about this assassination. You take a 3-week vacation in the United States. Like, they don't care about President Trump. They don't care about it at all. So it is a uniparty in the United States. But I don't see, I don't know. I mean, I keep hearing about these like militias. You know, there's like 100,000 people ready to go. There are like a couple hundred thousand American men like ready to go. Okay, where? Where is this happening?
Right. And we're not calling for this, just in case, you know, anyone said, like, we're not saying that at all. We don't want anybody to get hurt. We want a complete overhaul of government. We want to end the Fed and the Department of Education and the CIA. Like, we want that, you know. We don't want anybody marching to get hurt in any form or fashion. But, you know, I also think it doesn't help to just type out things like, oh, civil war. But what? What do we want specifically?
It's like, you know, do they want civil war? I mean, that's one thing to do, is to question. Do they want, are they hoping that there will be unrest and civil unrest in the United States, you know, flooding our country with millions of illegal immigrants, right, to create civil unrest in the United States so that we become even more compliant, go into lockdowns and, you know, to have, you know, sweep in and take guns away and all of this stuff, biometric scanners and tracking movements and everything like this, of course. They're already doing this to illegal immigrants as they come across the border with biometric scanners. So we know that that's happening. So again, I think it's about compliance right now, and I just don't see it. I don't see it. Anyway, Donald Trump just a short time ago tweeted this or posted this on Truth Social. He said, Judge Mershon just ruled that I, the Republican candidate for president and leading in the polls, am still under a gag order concerning very important things which must be brought to light. I am not allowed to answer reporters' questions on these on this particular subject. Can you believe this? He says. The New York courts refuse to act. This is happening right before the voting begins on September 6th. Suppression and manipulation of the vote. Voter interference. This is real fascist stuff, he says. The old Soviet Union. So much to say, and I'm not allowed to say it. Must get U.S. Supreme Court involved. New York is trying to steal the election. So, again, Tony Saruja, Alex Jones confirming that there are that he will, in fact, be imprisoned on September 18th. He says, that, you know, the deep state knows no shame. They are desperate. And our sources confirm that a section of Rikers Island has been prepared for President Trump. I should say also the New York Times has also confirmed this. I'm sorry, I skipped over this, but let me go back to this New York Times piece, if I can, Philip. And according to Mayor Eric Adams, says that Rikers, staffed by professionals, is ready for Trump. So, again, they're ready. And this is confirmed by the New York Times on the Rikers piece of this. I think the new piece of this, though, is from Tony and Alex saying that they have a date and it's confirmed that he will be sentenced to 1 year again. So, I guess we'll find out. That's when the sentencing was already delayed until September 18th.
Yes.
So based on sort of what he was waiting, and he made a weird statement the judge did based on that Supreme Court ruling, mm-hmm. right? So he, it gave him a little bit of like presidential immunity, but maybe not enough. And I don't know, but we'll see.